Always nice to catch up with a friend. Joe Theismann joins us, the retired Super Bowl champion quarterback. How long did it take you to get used to hearing people say retired, Joe?
You know, it's funny. I don't think I've acknowledged it yet, Ron. I mean, probably when I got to 45, then I finally sort of came to the conclusion in my life that I wasn't going to be able to play football again. But I probably held out to about 45.
I wanted to get your perspective because I've always respected the way you look at things. You look at the bigger picture over this whole situation with having a fund for causing damage to other players. And I read a quote over the weekend that kind of triggered my thought towards you as well, where if it's a correct quote, you use the word flattered if somebody would have ever made you a target. Did you say that? And if so, what was your thinking?
Yeah, I did say it. The thing is if you were targeted by another team with a bounty, that meant that you were a significant part of what could possibly wind up being someone who could defeat someone else. So, you know, in a way, it's flattering to say, okay, we need to take this guy out for us to be able to win a football game. And, you know, I think, you have to understand, and this was my understanding of the way bounties were talked about when I played, is if you took out a player with an illegal hit or in the wrong way, the bounty didn't count. I mean, this wasn't about trying to maim or hurt people. It was about within the boundaries of the game, delivering a hard enough hit so that you could take out a key player. And I think it's very important that people sort of understand that. So when you hear the term bounty, there were additional funds put together for you to be able to incentivize yourself to do more than just what you were being paid for. But it wasn't intended in a malicious way, and I hope people really understand that. I mean, you know, if a wide receiver is going across the middle and he reaches up and exposes his ribs, give him the best shot you can. If there's a quarterback running, give him the best shot you can. If you get a free shot as a blitzer at the quarterback, you know, unload on him. Of course, back then you could hit with your helmet and everything else. So times have changed, and this is what confuses me about the whole bounty situation, Ron, is, first of all, why would you put anything in writing? That I don't understand. And secondly, it has been a part of the game for a long time. But what you have to understand in the age of the social media that exists today, I find rather unusual that there's no sanctity in a locker room anymore. It's every man for himself. Nobody protects anybody's backside. The locker room is as open when there are players in it as there is when there's media in it. And you have to understand that today. I mean, look at the Jerry Jones scenario when he was having a drink at a bar talking about Bill Parcells and being recorded. Everything goes out on YouTube today. I mean, there's this great social reach when it comes to having to know things right away and sharing things. And, you know, it's no different in the National Football League.
Joe, there's a couple perspectives on this, and I want to get yours on it. One is the fact that I think everybody understands the physicality of football. And you pointed out that if a quarterback is running, you can put a shot on him. Or if a wide receiver is going out trying to catch the ball and he exposes his ribs. And I think most people would say that's part of the game. But what about a quarterback sitting back in the pocket who cannot defend themselves? It's unlike the defensive lineman or the linebacker that's coming in, and he only has one purpose, and that is to take the guy out. Is that an even playing field, or should it even be considered even, and anything goes?
It never has been even, Ron. I mean, it's the way the game has always been played. I mean, I think one of the biggest problems that the National Football League is going to be faced with is how do you legislate violence and hits? It's a violent game. It's a contact sport. You know, people go to hockey games to watch guys rough it up. They don't. If you want to go watch some people skate, go to the ice capades. I mean, that's the way it is. And you go to a NASCAR event, if you want to go watch, you know, cars drive around in a circle, hop in your car and drive around your block. You know, what drives people today? And when you play football, I did anyway, I'll speak for myself, when you put that uniform on and you step on that field, there's a risk that goes with the profession. It ended my career. You know, my leg got caught in a very awkward situation, and it ended my career. The James Harrison hit on Colt McCoy. You know, that tells you just how physical and violent the game is. I don't think you can legislate that out of the game in a legal way. You know, define safe. You know, we don't want people to get hit in the head. We're protecting against concussions. And this is why the whole bounty situation has gained so much momentum, because the emphasis of the National Football League has placed on safety for players. But, you know, the fact that there was a pool of money available to players to hit other guys exceptionally hard shouldn't be a shock nor a surprise. You know, now all of a sudden you're going to have the IRS, you're going to have, you know, the capologists looking at this thing, because it's money going to players. How do you treat it? How deep does it go? It goes back in football forever. In this day and age, it's garnering a lot more attention.
Joe, is there a kind of hypocrisy that exists in the league? And what I mean by that, I'm talking about from the league standpoint, the league office standpoint, because if there are contracts that allow for players to get bonuses for attaining certain things, number of snaps or going to the Pro Bowl or any of those things, and those are okay, then really what are we talking about here? Because a player can only make the Pro Bowl by playing the game hard and playing it physical. And so I'm wondering whether the NFL is trying to have it both ways. And then on the other side, it's something that you've heard many times before. If you watch any of the promos for the National Football League, some of them are going to promote the hard hits that happen during the course of a game. So I'm wondering, do you think there's a hypocrisy here?
No, I don't. I really don't. I just can't envision in a defensive player's contract where it says you will get a $10,000 bonus if you take out one of the other key players in a game. Obviously, you know, we're starting to micromanage this situation, Ron. Mm-hmm. Look at it from the bigger picture. If I'm the quarterback of the Washington Redskins and the guy behind me is a rookie or not very good, if you're a defensive team, if I can get you out of that game, then it's an advantage for us. So what you're talking about is game planning to try and gain an advantage to win the football game. I don't believe this, and maybe I'm Pollyanna and naive about it. There isn't a guy that goes out there and says, I'm going to maim that son of a gun. I'm going to take him out. I can tell you when I played, there were guys that had those kind of intentions. But I don't believe that it exists today. I believe there is a respect in the game for the guys. And if you're a blitzing linebacker and you get a free shot at the quarterback and, you know, he doesn't see you coming and you deliver the blow, it's part of the game. And that's what I talk about when it comes to legislation. I don't believe there's an hypocrisy here. I believe that, you know, hard hits, great plays, violent contacts, they are a part of football and should remain a part of football. You know, but how do you legislate, knowing full well that that's the way the occupation is played? How do you know how far to go? That's the biggest question that you're faced with.
Was George Stark one of your teammates?
Yes, he was.
I don't know whether you've seen this story or not, but it's on the internet. One of the original Hogs. And he says that Joe Gibbs, during his first tenure as Skins coach, Gibbs used to walk through the locker room and hand out $100 bills to defensive players who knocked down the quarterback. And he says, let's be clear, he was after the meetings after the game, Joe Gibbs would come in and he'd have a fistful of $100 bills. And if Dexter knocked the quarterback down three times, he'd get $300 bills. And he would pass the money out in the meeting, and we would have to duck. That seems like it's a little bit out of character with Joe. You know him better than I do.
No, I just, you know, you're talking about oranges and apples.
Okay.
I mean, you're talking about a time in football when, you know, you had incentives of, you know, a television set, a radio, and it wasn't for taking guys out. If there was going to be something like that, it would be for a sack. It would be for a deflected pass. It would be for an interception. You know, it would be an incentive for someone to be able to, if you make a great play and then you're recognized with a game ball. But, you know, again, you can't look at the 80s and call it the 2012s. there was an entirely different structure in the National Football League when it came to pay, when it came to free agency didn't exist, collective bargaining agreements. All those things were different back in the 80s. So, yeah. You know, I mean, I think to heap Joe Gibbs into this situation is disingenuous to Joe.
Yeah, I want to just be fair about that because you're right.
I think it is. I think it's disingenuous. I think, you know, George says what George says.
Well, but he does clarify it. He pointed out that Gibbs wouldn't consider the $100 handouts bounties, but rather incentives, as you said. And he also said there's a big difference, and even if both are violation of current NFL rules, bounties contain a malicious intent to cause injury or physical harm to another player. Incentives are simply bonuses for doing your job well. And that's exactly what you said, Joe. So that clarifies.
And that's right, and that's where you asked the question about the hypocrisy. That's why I say there isn't one. I don't believe that the National Football League has one. So, what? Yeah, I think for him to clarify it, I think is very important. That, you know, it's like you and I could sit here, Ron, and say, who's the greatest running back of all time? Well, Emmitt Smith has the most yards. Marcus Allen was unbelievable. Jim Brown was incredible. You know, what era in football are you talking about? And the era that we're dealing with now is one of social media and emphasis on safety. And that's what, you know, you can't take your head out of the sand and think that those aren't a very important element in what we see in professional sports today.
With the time that we have left here before I have to kick you loose, Joe, I want to ask you about where the NFL goes out of this because, I mean, it's kind of, you pointed out correctly, it's taking on a life of its own. Is the NFL kind of trapped now that they've got to do something significant to send a message to the media and the fans, even though they understand it's part of the culture? Yeah, I see it a little bit like fighting in hockey. It's always been a part of the culture of hockey.
Right, and you know, guys hitting guys will be a part of the culture in football. And I always try and look for precedents. If you look at the precedent of the New England Patriots a number of years ago with Spygate, cost Bill Belichick, I believe, $500,000, cost the team $250,000, and draft choices. Now, that had to do with spying on another team, trying to gain an advantage. This enters a new realm for Roger. And again, I go back, because of the emphasis of safety in the National Football League, when you bring the term bounty in, and, you know, I think that Greg Williams is not a scapegoat, but the tip of the iceberg. Because you're going to hear, you know, I mean, look, George Stark brings something up from, what, 10, 15, 20 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so you go all the way back 20, 25 years ago when certain things were handled in a different way in the National Football League. So, you know, from my perspective, I believe that Roger is put in a situation based upon previous acts that have occurred when it comes to fining players, suspending players for malicious hits. You attach the term bounty to anything, and you're probably facing the most severe punishment that the National Football League could and would allow. And that's going to get the attention of a lot of people. But, you know, the first time somebody gets laid out, Mark, write this date down. For the people that are listening, for all the armed forces people around the world, I want to say thank you to every one of them, by the way. Every one of you that has committed yourself to protecting our freedoms, God bless you and thank you very much. But I want you to write the day down. I want you to write this day down. From this day until the first hit in the National Football League, a question is going to be arisen in those first games and say, I wonder if that was a bountied hit.
Yeah, no doubt about that. No,
you found a new word in the National Football League vocabulary.
Yeah, it's going to change the landscape of it. You're absolutely right about that, Joe. Well, I want to thank you very much. You brought great clarity to this discussion, but I knew that you would. And once I saw you use the word flattered, and you put this all into a proper perspective, I don't think people will be as emotional about it, Joe, as they have been in the past over this discussion. So I thank you for that, my friend. And next time I'm going over to Afghanistan, I'm going to see if you're going to be available to go over with me.
You let me know. I'd love to go over and support our troops. Thank you.
Take care. Joe Theismann, again, the Super Bowl champion quarterback with the Washington Redskins. He went to two Super Bowls, won one, lost the other. And again, he was a guy that got hit very tough. Lawrence Taylor hitting him in a Monday night game that broke his leg. We'll take a break as we continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on Sports Byline.